Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
There are some key situations around the United States that Bonnie and I are involved in. Certain key things that speak to cities in the state. So there's a key historic fellowship in Seattle that we addressed. And the Lord, I got tickled because we did something similar the year before in Seattle. They said, I had a particular word that God was replenished and God was going to, he was going to take away barrenness and release His blessing and fruitfulness and fertility. So after we left, there was a baby boom.
Yep.
So many couples have gotten pregnant and had babies since last year's meetings that they've had to redo their nursery and add space for more children.
And in this last year, the women who gave birth and or are pregnant, they were all baby girls. Yeah. They were all baby girls. This last year was like a bumper crop for baby girls. Praise the Lord. Because the daughter of a lion is also a lion.
True.
Amen.
Maybe this year we can
We're gonna need to offset it
boys.
With boys. I mean, you know, because then this leads to covenant marriages, which leads to more
fruitful
boys and girls.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome.
That's a sign of revival. It really is. I will take away your barrenness. It's one of the Lord's basic promises, and we see it beginning with His covenant with His friend Abraham. And in that context, the specific blessing of God, the covenant blessing of God to the people in covenant with Him had to do with land and seed, offspring. And we see in Abraham's story the beginning of how God makes covenant. And remember what God said to Abraham. I'm going to make him like the stars of the heaven. Abraham didn't even have one at that point. And it says he believed God, and that was accounted to him as righteousness by faith. That's the very foundation, the original beginning, out of which we have Jesus Christ. He is the offspring of Abraham that came through that promise. So the promise of God, His blessing, is to give you possession of your land and give you an ongoing legacy in family.
By the way, talking about children, we want to release them to children's church.
Yes, we do want to release them.
So if they're still here, some of the parents sent them away on time. So, great. I wanted to share
you can something share that anything you want.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Finally, I got permission. But in Seattle, this happened. I got this report. Michael Justice was born without ear canals. After multiple surgeries, he had gained some hearing, but was still 80% deaf in his left ear and 60% deaf in his right ear. In 2018, Pastor Mahesh prayed for him and tied a red thread on his wrist and said, wear this until you're healed. 3 days later, Michael Justice had complete healing. He's no longer deaf. He's 18 and just got his first job working as a server at a fast food restaurant.
So amazing.
Which would have been impossible before he was healed.
Yeah.
And just before. So Bonnie and I went to Seattle. And the then just before, I had to go do a glory school in Dallas. Michael went with me. Just before I left, we had a letter. I was about to leave. Michael was picking me up, and got a letter from Linda. We call her Linda T because we usually don't, because we are being broadcast on the web, we don't give the last names. Anyway, from Denver. So the miracles from our Lord that you pass along to all of us is a blessing. My daughter, Noelle, attended your last conference. I was diagnosed with breast cancer. You prayed for me, gave Noelle oil and a red thread for me to wear. Since she was set up for breast cancer surgery, so when she went for her last mammogram before surgery, on July 29th, she said, they found no cancer. Whole thing was gone. That's pretty good. We want to celebrate and thank the Lord.
Amen.
Give the
thank
Lord
you,
all the
Lord
glory.
Jesus, thank you.
And so that wherever we go, whatever city, our all nations and our this ministry's reputation, we get a whole collection of people who are handling some of these cancers. And God is giving us so many awesome testimonies of healings that we want to give them all the Lord all the praise. We are starting our 21-day fast today. Now, if you forgot all that, it's all right. This is a corporate fast. So if you want to know about this is an amazing and very, very, very important discipline that each of you should be familiar with. And if you've never been taught that, you will get an impartation here. And we have a book, The Hidden Power of Prayer and Fasting, which is now considered in the Christian world a classic. It's being taught in Baptist churches and Anglican churches. And there was a picture I saw by accident of the chaplain of the U.S. Congress in his office. It was green talking, but right behind him on his bookshelf for all to see was the hidden power of prayer and fasting. So they are practicing that in the Congress also. The Lord gave this as a personal commission for us to live it out. So I started supernatural miracles started happening as I started working at a state institution for profoundly autistic children. So I would take care of them. I was trained to work with them officially in a certain psychology task force. But from there, miracles started happening, and then there were several cases. One was an intense mutilation that this kid, as it grew up, would beat himself constantly. And my heart went towards him, and I really said, Lord, I need an answer. How can we set this little boy free? He was severe Down syndrome at 16 years old, but constantly beating himself. Something drove him. And I asked, Lord, what can I do? And I heard very clearly, this kind does not
go out.
Go away. Mm-hmm. This without prayer and fasting. This kind does not go out except through prayer and fasting. And so I didn't know. Had gone 4 years to a Bible university, and nobody had taught me anything about this very important subject. So I had to learn on my own. And so I did not eat and did not drink any water for 3 days. And the Lord seemed to give permission after that. So I fasted food, drank water, but fasted for until the 14th day. And then the Lord said, now pray for him. And I took Stevie into my office. It was a big thing. And I said, in the name of Jesus, you tormenting spirit, let him go. And something tremendous battle, just you could see it manifest. And the power of God came. And that demonic forces was right there. But Stevie's body was flung supernaturally almost 18 feet away. And then he let out a breath that was of like rotting eggs and burning sulfur, filled the room. Then it went out. And I said to myself, self, something happened.
And what did yourself say?
I helped him up, and the twisted, crippled legs were straight.
Lord Jesus.
And he did not beat himself.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And that started an adventure. The Lord gave me grace to fast and pray. And so when I got married to Bonnie, I was already fasting. So she married this weird man. I would fast usually 2 40-day fasts and 4 21-day fasts. It was just a
every
gift.
Year.
Every year for 22, 23 years.
Yeah.
So she can testify. And it was a grace. I would say, okay, today I fast. I'm starting it. And there was no struggle. It was
yes. I thought his middle name was Gandhi.
Though I was a little bit better looking than him.
That's true.
I am just, he's waiting for me and slept the fire
right
out of me.
He's going to be in that line of special greeters when you get to heaven.
Yes.
Where Jesus ascended.
But for how many of you, this is your first time to be at this church?
Don't be afraid.
Oh. Bless you. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
That's why we are going to go on this 21-day fast. You can fast one of those 21 days. You can fast 7 of those days. You can eat salads for 7 days. There are various ways you can. So don't be afraid of the word fasting. It's not that you're going to be starving. And then, but I just want you to know that it is certain things happen. We're going to look at, turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you find that there's certain examples. I just want you to know when we go in with knowledge and our basic, always, whatever we do, we are guided by the Bible, by Scripture. So, but this will help you and then give you one of the great pathways to achieve victory in your life, personally and for your family. It says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them, beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. So Jehoshaphat is a king who is the good guys. Just want to say that these are the good guys, godly guys. And the children of Moab, Ammon, and the Ammonites, they were the enemies of Israel, of the people of God. And they were out to come and destroy the people of God completely. They were bringing the armies. This would be hundreds of thousands of soldiers. It's not like 10 people coming to attack. Thousands of people coming to wipe the people of God out. So, and as Jehoshaphat heard about this attack, in verse 3 he said, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So notice that as he realizes they are under threat, they are going to be destroyed, he turns, number one, turns to God. And then seek the Lord. Say, seek the Lord.
Seek the Lord.
And proclaim the fast.
Yeah.
Say, fast.
Fast.
So that is one of the godly ways by which we turn towards the living God and seek an answer from him. When our son was in Miami Children's Hospital, many years ago, it was called the Variety Children's Hospital, but it was Miami now, Miami Children's Hospital. He was, pretty much considered terminal. And both Bonnie and I started fasting and praying and seeking God.
And our church family.
And our church family there in Fort Lauderdale. But we were serious and turned to God and wanted God, we need an answer. The doctors are saying this is all terminal and looks terrible, but we seek your face and we want a supernatural answer. Say supernatural.
Supernatural.
So we would rather have God give us a miracle. So that's why I just want to, it's one of the foundational aspects of this ministry is over the years, we have sought the Lord's face. And so since the founding of this church, we have had seasons. Each year, we have we have seasons where there is a corporate fast together. See, there is strength in the corporate. So you may not be able to do certain things, but we can come alongside and pray with you. And today you can say, Brother Bahesh, I need help. We have prayed for my nephew, but he has been battling drug addiction and he's in prison. Can you pray? And there are some of these, by the way, one of the biggest plagues in the United States right now is drug addiction and opioid addiction. And the drugs have gotten more powerful in their effects. And the marijuana is a different brand than what we would have experienced 40 years ago, 50 years ago. It does something that really leaves holes in the personality. As an aside, they have conjectured both of the shooters that were in El Paso and Dayton that went bananas and started shooting, that they had part of their weakness was they were addicted to marijuana. So I don't want to get on a particular soapbox and talk and say, well, marijuana get rid of it, though I do believe that we should never participate in any kind of drug thing because it'll destroy. The power of those drugs are so powerful these days. But anyway, we have seen people instantly be delivered from cocaine, from heroin, from all kinds of addiction by the delivering power of the name of Jesus Christ. So we believe in prayer. We believe in healing. We believe in deliverance from demonic shadows. But Jesus himself said this kind does not come out except through prayer and fasting. So we are undergirding all our prayers. Twice a year, we have corporate fast. Not just you can do your individual fasting, but here is a community, and we starting today. Usually we do it after Labor Day, but we are planning to be in Israel.
Yes.
September 10th.
I think we leave on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're leaving.
The 10th.
September 10th.
The 22nd.
And mm-hmm. If you're not able to come this year, I'm so
next
sorry.
Next year in Jerusalem.
Next year.
Yes.
We'll be in Jerusalem. But
I can say that in Hebrew.
Please say it.
Bashana, say Bashana. Haba'a. Bierushalayim. Next year. Together in Jerusalem. Yes.
Can you say he descended into hell in Hebrew?
I am going to go back and review the tape and see whose mind was lagging and whose mind was skipping ahead and didn't hear right. It may have been mine. We have many witnesses.
That is true. What?
There is a vote for she was right.
Of course it's true. Jesus just went there as a temporary trip.
Now you know why he had to do so much prayer and fasting after we got married.
Yes. But
praise the Lord.
It is an awesome.
You know, while you were sharing, Pastor, I started thinking about all of the family miracles that we've experienced together in our journey as a congregation during these corporate fasts, and the healing miracles that we've experienced. Like, you know, one that always, always sticks out in my mind is the family that both of their sons, one was diagnosed with incurable Tourette's, and he had a tic every second, if you can imagine. Brilliant boys, both of them, a lot of promise, but the younger one developed Tourette's, a severe case
intense
of Tourette's.
And Tourette's.
They,
and it's
you
incurable.
Know, were having to remove him from school and all kinds of stuff. And
you, if you don't know about it, you can read it up. It's a very unusual, peculiar kind of nerve. So it makes people look normal, but suddenly they start cussing, speaking the most bizarre things, or making the most craziest noises. It's very, totally, after a while when it gets severe, they cannot be in classes and things like that.
So together as a congregation, we entered into one of our 21-day fasts, and we had that young man as one of our church family prayer focuses. And at the end of that fast, that boy suddenly stopped the Tourette's. And he happened to have the nation's leading specialist in that particular syndrome here in Charlotte as his physician. And she was utterly astounded. And I can tell you that he has grown up and gone on to be a very successful man. And that was just one, but we have many stories like that. And the other thing that we hear so often, if you're not familiar with fasting that much yourself at this point in your journey, or if it's just, you know, you've just never attempted it because it sounds too difficult or too daunting, let us encourage you that this these times of corporate fasting, it's like some kind of different grace opens. And you will find a different kind of ease in the glory, and with a kind of joy and an ability to participate in the fast. And it's wonderful because it's a corporate fast. We don't each have to completely fast every single day. We have the whole 21 days widely covered by all of us participating together. So it becomes a symphony, and then we all eat of the fruits of the fast, of the victories that the families and the individuals experience, and we all rejoice in that together. So it's an awesome time. Say breakthrough. We are in a Nehemiah moment. We're in a Nehemiah moment in the church. It's a time of reviving. It's a time of rebuilding. You know, our spiritual father, and vicariously your spiritual grandfather, Brother Derek Prince, one of the greatest Bible teachers of the last century, in our opinion. One of his prophetic themes, what he understood, is the restoration of Israel according to the promises of God. And in that light, he would always tell us, you can see an aspect of what is happening in the church in a season by recognizing what's going on with Israel in the natural. And this last week, there was a headline in the Jerusalem Post that said, foxes appearing at the Western Wall, the rabbis are understanding this is the fulfillment of biblical promise. And what they understand is that in Zechariah, where it talks about a season where the house of God comes to a point of utter desolation, so much so that foxes are walking upon it, and that's the quote from Scripture, it's the indicator that God is going to begin the rebuilding. So this is what we would like to say, converging with this season of fasting, that we are recognizing it is God's time for rebuilding. Say rebuilding.
Rebuilding.
Say restoration.
Restoration.
And so we are entering into the symphony of God for his rebuilding. His household, his dwelling place, his temple to be raised up just like he promised. I will raise up the tabernacle of David. The very scripture for this house, our name, in fact, All Nations Church, came from a time of prayer and fasting before Pastor and I ever moved to this city. And it came from the scripture in Haggai that says, the glory of the latter house will be greater than all the former glory. They shall come to the desire of all nations, speaking of Jesus, and I will fill this house with my glory.
It's awesome.
Hallelujah. So we are in a Nehemiah moment, and in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, it was a time to rebuild. Say rebuild.
Rebuild.
In our nation, in our city, in many families, in certain dynamics related to the Church of Jesus in general, this is a time of revival, but I believe we're seeing it demonstrated in various unique and some fresh ways that may not be that familiar. And one of the ways, at the beginning of this year, the Lord gave Pastor Mahesh a banner for the year from Psalms that says 115:14, the Lord increase you. Look at your neighbor. Say, the Lord increase you. The Lord increase you more and more.
More and more.
You and your children. Say, the promise of God. The covenant blessing. Land and seed. Praise the Lord. So with that, he also told us that in this year, it would be a fresh arising of God's priesthood. And if you remember, he said from Isaiah 55, I'll do with you what I did with David. I made him a witness, say witness, and a leader, and a commander. Church, what Cindy shared with us today, the real dynamics of what this church family in this city at this particular time in this nation's history has been a door of favor and opportunity that has been opened to us that is completely astounding. But this is an example of the kind of revival that God is bringing. It's not just going to be visitations while we're together in the church services, but it's literally taking on the mantle of the anointing as his representative of priests, so that as we go out into our city, the governor of nations, the Lord Jesus Christ, the desire of all nations, can begin to shift things and bring things into harmony with the desire of his heart. And in Ezra and Nehemiah during that time, in Ezra 8, it says, so there by the Ahava canal, and Ahava is another word for love, I proclaimed a fast so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask him for a safe journey for us and our children with all our possessions. And the journey was they were going to rebuild the temple. And it says, so we fasted and petitioned to our God about this, and he answered our prayer. Can you say, we fasted?
We fasted.
He answered.
He answered.
Say it again.
We fasted.
We believe God is going to answer our prayers, particularly and uniquely, dynamically, at the end of this 21-day fast. And after that, Nehemiah 4, he says, I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, to the officials, and to the rest of the people, don't be afraid of the enemy. Can you say, don't be afraid of them? Tell somebody. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your families, your sons and daughters, your wives, and your homes. Praise the Lord. Remember the Lord. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Nehemiah said, I answered by saying the God of heaven will give us success. We, his servants, will start the rebuilding.
So we are standing alongside of each of the families here, mm-hmm, and your loved ones and, yeah, your children, and together be encouraged. And God wants to do supernatural things and fun things, but the prayers will cover your children, your grandchildren. We want to, that's one of the basic things we do. We are going to be, of course, praying for our nation and major other issues that confront us as a people and as Christians, as believers. But we begin with you. We're going to pray for every home, every marriage, that you will be in revival.
Amen.
And that anyone that battling different individual things, if you are battling anxiety, battling depression, discouragement, we're going to see the yokes broken.
Yes.
We're going to see victory come because we stand with each other in corporate prayer. One of the things that we'll absolutely not get a chance to cover all the amazing information there is in the Bible about how to get victory through, mm-hmm, prayer and fasting, combining. Of course, we believe in prayer, but we combine prayer with fasting, and it intensifies. It's like it makes from a grenade, it will become an atomic weapon when it's done with a corporate nature, corporate people. So, and where you have particular needs, we want to give you opportunity, mm-hmm, to write down.
Yeah.
Pastor, can you agree with me for my nephew? Pastor, can please agree that this year the Lord will give us another house, or however it is that we need to agree. If your husband, for example, is fighting kidney disease, we'll agree with you for healing. So those kind of specific things are important. And use one of the models. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 is just, look at this as a model how he declares the fast throughout all Judah, and then they gather together, and we do. We got together Friday. You had a great watch. We're going to get together as we pray, and they said to ask help of the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation in the house of the Lord and said, O Lord God, our Father, are you not God in heaven? And see the pattern, how you pray. This will show you one of the ways that this is a model for us, that when you come before the Lord, you just don't say, if you are in a crisis, you can say, Lord, help. But there is a way in which you approach the Lord. And here you see a model one of the models, where he looks at the Lord and says, "Oh Lord, we're going to die." No, he says, "Lord, you are awesome.
Yeah.
You are so mighty. And you have done so many wonderful things. And you build up the Lord. He doesn't need it, but it builds you up.
Yeah.
Lord, you have done this miracle and that miracle. And now look at what they're doing. And you have promised if we come and stand before you and ask you that you are going to destroy the enemy," and which he does. And, I mean, if you read the whole chapter, if we have some time, extra time, we can do it. But 2 Chronicles 20, you find that as they exalt the Lord, remind the Lord of his great miracles of the past, and we have talked about different breakthroughs here even today, and then we say, "Lord, you have done this, you did this, you healed completely Tourette's, you healed cancer, you've done all of these things.
Amen, Lord.
Now, Lord,
yes,
thank you that you are hearing our prayer regarding this situation." And as they do so in 2 Chronicles 20, you find that they, it says, and the Levites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness of 2020, into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." So just so that the first chapter of even this morning, we gave extended time to praise and worship the Lord. Someone who is, if you are not in this kind of worship service, it may not make complete sense. Wow, they are really being fanatical, shouting and screaming and dancing. But you see that's part of the model is when we come to the Lord, we praise him, we thank him. And then that's part of we see the pattern. You get the victory. You get the healing. Mm-hmm. You get the miracle. So
as you share your request for this fast with us, you can also sign up in the foyer and take a day, a few days, with whatever kind of fasting you feel like you have the grace for, or the Lord puts on your heart, and you'll receive the focus, the coordinated points of prayer that we're approaching together as a congregation. And folded into our prayer with Pastor and I, we'll receive your prayer request, and that will be folded into our corporate intercession.
And the larger focus that we're having, remember now I said we're agreeing for every family.
Yes.
For every marriage, every home, each of your finances, we're going to be praying, laying them before the Lord, whatever requests you have for your individual children. Even. But then we have the larger prayer focus we're going to have is we are laying a groundwork, and it would be wise for us to do it starting now, is for the 2020 national elections. It's going to be a major battle. There are going to be some of the most biggest shenanigans you've ever seen of fraud and cheating some very large donors are going to be spending money to defraud us in different weird ways. They have tried to do that before. So we want honest elections. We don't want shenanigans. Right now is a time that we could cover. It was quite a surprise in 2016. I mean, God revealed it, but how many people were spending time to, for example, create havoc in our city and try to change the election results, et cetera, et cetera. But that's why we're going to say, Lord, thank you. We want to cover with our prayer the elections upcoming for the president, and then cover the president and cover those candidates who are running for it. And that's why we have been aiming. Charlotte is going to be the place where the Republican National Convention is going to take place. It's very important for Charlotte and this area. Mm-hmm. Potentially, they said it was an unbelievable amount. I think almost $50 billion is going to be spent one way or the other regarding all the stuff that's going to be happening. And so it can be a blessing.
Yes.
To the economy of this city.
Yes.
So we want to cover that in prayer. We want to also, especially because these last few months you may have seen, there has been a particular focus of disdain and disrespect for law enforcement. And more than ever, we need to cover our law enforcement agencies.
And if I can just say, at this time, again, we have been given personally and directly a unique opportunity in the wider national discourse by this creation of this partnership of Christians with our local law enforcement and first responders through the Ambassadors Program. So again, this Thursday night, you can go to bridgethedifference.nc. That's right. Bridge the Difference NC is at com.org. And look for the volunteer thing and the ambassadors information meeting happening this Thursday at the Goodwill facility by the airport. Very important. Very important. But it's so profoundly supernatural and spiritual, because what our engagement starting in 2016 continued. You remember witness, leader, commander? It is continuing to progress to that place. And most recently, the Lord is literally replacing persons who have an anti-family, anti-city, anti-freedom kind of philosophy with people who love and serve and follow Jesus. So it's really a beautiful and exciting time. Please get involved, get engaged.
Yeah, and if you've never done it, try it. Do just one day a week. Just step into it. See, if you've not done a fast, just eat salads. See, drink a V8.
Yeah.
You can slap yourself and say, I could have had a V8. I used to. Once the grace comes, it's really quite amazing. I would, near the last few years, I would drink some tea with honey on one tea on a Friday per week when I did that. But otherwise, it was water. But it's quite an adventure. I became almost like a professional faster. So you don't have to do it like me. I just had a real extra grace to do it. But each of you needs to do something so that you get the experience. It really is, if you've never done it. And see, a lot of church disciplines never talk about this, never do it. And it's because even the pastors don't exercise that discipline or never have. So they're not familiar with what an amazing kind of breakthrough it gives individual a family, if you want to do, be able to be successful in ministry, this is one of the keys. You find that Jesus is our ultimate model of life and ministry, and you find the way Jesus starts his ministry is by going out and fasting 40 days. And then he comes up. It says he led by the Spirit. Jesus is filled by the Spirit, Luke chapter 4. And then led by the Spirit goes into the wilderness. But after the fast, it says Jesus comes out in the power of the Spirit.
Yes.
So there is a real difference of you go from level to level of anointing and power and just direction. The Lord, it's a way we are humbling ourselves, saying, Lord, we don't have all the answers, but we look to you. We're coming closer to God, and it'll give you more insight. Always that you'll get more insight in the Bible. And one of the things about Ezra and Nehemiah, but especially Ezra, is, Lord, we need your direction. Mm-hmm. So how many of you know you've needed direction from God?
Yeah.
Many decisions. So one of the best ways and quickest ways to get direction is set aside some time to fast. And it does. God will give direction through that. And then, I was going to give you this scripture, and here it is. Yes.
Thank you.
Is this not Isaiah 58? Is one of the great ones you can meditate on during your fasting time if you want to. Is this not the fast, verse 6, that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness? So see what happens as you do fast. It loses any bonds of captivity. So people, if you have been addicted, there's addiction to alcohol, addiction to drugs, addiction to some kind of behavior, the Lord will help you break the yoke of those things, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free. So it's not just you. Loved ones can go free, and that you break every yoke. Say a break.
Break.
Every yoke.
Every yoke.
So there is not, it's not like there is an exception. Any yoke can be broken supernaturally by our faith and by our prayer. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? So God wants us to be gracious to those who need a blessing.
And on that note, I would like to thank this family for your participation in Operation Warm, supplying new coats for the school children at the Thomasboro Academy. So far, we have provided 134 new coats for this fall. So if you haven't had an opportunity, it's just $20. You can make that contribution to the church and specify on there Operation Warm. And we will continue to put coats on the bodies of K through 8th graders at the Thomasboro Academy here in the city. And it's a strategic place. We participated, helped to host and put together an event and outreach to that community a few weeks ago. And the law officers on the site pointed to the street where we were and said, this is the epicenter of all human trafficking, drugs, gang violence for the whole county. It's this street right here. Go two blocks that way, two blocks that way. So it's that school that we are having an opportunity to touch. And we're so thankful.
Amen. And we spoke yesterday with our brother Chief Quincy, with Star. And that with his help, just want you to know that this fellowship heats up hundreds of homes of very, very poor
First Nations. On the reservation.
The reservation. The we call them Indians or what?
First Nations?
First Nations. Well,
call
they
you
used
Indians.
To call, yeah, I don't. That is true. But now,
American Indian.
But I have a robe. I'm an honorary
Lakota. It is true. Lakota. Two blankets so far. I mean,
two blankets.
They continue to, you know, adorn you
That's
as
right.
a chief officially.
Exactly. You can bow to me as chief. But may the Lord prosper
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Each family here. Yeah. May God
yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Let you usher into the millionaire and billionaire anointing.
Lord, thank you.
So that with our tithes and offerings, we can bless entire populations.
Amen. Thank you.
Glory to God.
You know, two of the sorry, I'm just going to throw this in here, but two of the testimonies on that note say it's time for rebuilding. So on that note, we received testimonies of two different women while we were in Seattle whose business scenario and whose artistry suddenly broke into huge success and absolutely changed their situation economically since we were there last year and talked with them and prayed with them for the blessing that comes through corporate fasting and that sort of thing. So again, be encouraged because this is time for breakthrough and for rebuilding.
Amen. Then your light shall break forth like the morning.
Yes.
Your healing shall break, spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's stand.
That's powerful. Thank you, Lord.
So may you have a good adventure,
Amen.
Anointing adventure in when you choose, but do choose in the next 21 days, a day or two, or choose a week, and do you can do very easy, really, with grace. If you do juices, salads, or beans, don't overdo it with the beans.
I had a feeling you're going there. You could become a personal spokesman for Beano.
Correct. I don't have a problem. I grew up with beans. So
we should probably change the subject.
We're going to be easy eating some of that stuff for the next 21 days.
And if you haven't had an opportunity, you can pick up our Hidden Power of Prayer and Fasting in the bookstore and take a look there on some of the practical ways and reiterating the benefits.
You know that God would not allow me until I had, he would say, you're not allowed to write about this or teach about this until I give you permission. So it wasn't until 18 years after I started doing the 40-day fast that the Lord said, now you can teach. So, because if you live it, then you can give
Hallelujah.
It.
Thank you.
So it's in you. So, so that book is out of many, many years of experience and practical doing. And you will also become an aficionado, and may you have lots of victories.
Amen.
All right? Tell your neighbor, you're going to have victories.
You're going to have victories?
Tell your other neighbor, you're going to have breakthroughs.
Breakthroughs?
And your children.
And your children.
All right. Raise your hand.
Hallelujah.
We're going to repeat Isaiah 58. Say, then my light shall break forth
like
the morning.
My
healing
shall
spring forth
speedily.
And your righteousness
shall
go before you.
The glory of the Lord
shall be my rear guard.
Then I shall call.
the Lord will answer.
And the Lord will answer.
I shall cry.
And he will say,
here I am. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father. Give him a big clap. Praise. Glory. Glory. Glory.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.